This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Election Day 2020. Roger Stone's our guest. He'll be back throughout the night in 24-hour coverage. Roger, you're going to play out the different scenarios for us next segment. Then Paul Watson takes over at 15 after. But I got to just ask you, what is it like, the trials and tribulations you've been through, you know, trying to get Trump to run for office back in the 90s, being his chief political advisor, going through the last campaign, 11 campaigns now, being persecuted, going through the fire, being given clemency, and now being in the middle of 2020 election? I mean, is this not surreal?
Well, Alex, it's great to be completely vindicated, which is exactly what happened last night at midnight when the Justice Department threw in the towel and released the entirely unredacted Mueller report showing that the charges against me were bogus from the beginning and they had no evidence whatsoever. Today, the turds at Media Matters for America are upset because I said that Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Rosenstein, et al. Should be tried for treason and hung by the neck until dead if convicted. If they will check the law, they will find out that capital punishment is, by law, the punishment for treason.
You're right. That's the punitive response. We don't want that without the courts, but does this trigger you to see Comey with his Biden-Harris shirt on? Does that trigger you?
Well, what triggers me is the fact that Attorney General Bill Barr has now twice had Inspector General's recommendations that Mr. Comey be charged with crimes far more serious than those that I was falsely convicted of, but nothing has happened. On Wednesday, Mr. Barr needs to resign and be indicted for obstruction of justice himself if he will not do his duty. We cannot have a two-tier justice system in which patriots like General Michael Flynn are prosecuted when criminals like John Brennan and James Comey and General Clapper and Rod Rosenslime are allowed to walk the streets. The American people will not settle for this. It is time for the president to finally clean house and take action against the traitors. Now, I suggest that all those people be arrested, be properly charged, be given a fair trial, something I was not afforded, and if they are convicted, that they face the appropriate legal penalty. It's interesting because, as you know, Alex, Abraham Lincoln actually closed down seditious newspapers. I haven't recommended that yet. But there will become a time when treason has to be dealt with by the president.
Well, I mean, let's be clear, too. The South was trying to create its own country. It wasn't working for the Chi-Coms or a foreign power openly. They're openly saying the country shouldn't exist and they hate it and working for foreign powers. It is treasonous. It's not just seditious. This is a group of abject criminals. And now ABC News confirms last Friday the Hunter Biden laptop. Suddenly the New York Post is banned. And that's the same group, these seven big media outlets are going to decide who the winner is tonight. We'll talk about that next segment. But getting to that, what do you expect them to pull, plan A or plan B?
Well, you know, this is a very, very close election. It's important that InfoWarriors understand that polling is a snapshot in time. By the time you read any poll, the results are actually already obsolete. They're outdated because the electorate is that volatile and people are moving that quickly to new positions. If the Hunter Biden scandal, and by the way, all the laptop evidence has now been certified to be completely and totally accurate and genuine. So when NBC and Ken Delanian, who is a CIA operative working for NBC, a man fired by the Chicago Tribune for getting caught clearing his stories with the CIA, tells you that that whole thing is false, that's BS. I believe the president is going to win. I hope he wins a clean victory. But I don't think the deep state will allow that. I think we're going to have a disputed result.
I agree with you. They're going to pull plan A or plan B. Which one do you think it'll be?
Well, it's too early to say. The point is the president needs to be ready, both legally ready, to take on, Norm Eisen and Mark Elias and the other criminals. They should be arrested on Wednesday if there is sufficient evidence that they are involved in ballot harvesting. I believe that evidence exists.
No, I mean, I agree. They're trying to overthrow the country.
You can find it.
And they say once they take over, they're going to put all of us in prison. They already tried to put you in prison. They're trying to put me in prison. I say they should burn in hell. We'll be right back with Roger Stone in 60 seconds. The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level, and we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock, and despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another chance.
Another kiss.
Another kiss.
The crystal ship is being filled. 1,000 girls, 1,000 thrills. Here's the most important part.
The days are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you...
You'd rather cry, I'd rather fly. To say the streets are fields that never die. How about heroin? Which the Chi-Coms are shipping in. The crystal ship is being filled. But you have to ask yourself, what else is being filled? They already caught them 6 months ago putting bricks all over the country. They picked one company that had innocently delivered bricks and said, oh, they're innocent. But look at this. It's an article by Don Salazar, InfoWars.com. We'll show you the photos. Stacks of bricks found in cities nationwide ahead of election results. And they're just delivering them everywhere, not even near construction sites. And they're just showing up at key areas. This is so obvious. And we got these Antifa documents a few years ago where they tell them which places to attack. And then they send in their people to do it. It's just amazing. Roger Stone is here. One more segment with him. Then Paul Joseph Watts is taking over. Roger will be back with us throughout the night. Roger. So, different scenarios. You're the big Politico, the guy Trump trusts. You got a good head on your shoulders, one of the best. Tell us what you see happening tonight.
I think that the president is going to win. I think the momentum is with him. I think there will be an obvious effort by the Democrats to stall. It's very troubling to me that there are 9 days after the election in a state like Pennsylvania in which the Democrats can manufacture and deliver new votes. That's going to have to be challenged again in the courts. There's no doubt whatsoever that the left will try to back their play with violence. Then we will see whether the president will use his extraordinary powers based on his oath of office to maintain order and protect the safety of the American people. I do not recommend violence. I do not advocate violence. I renounce violence. But if American citizens are attacked, they have an absolute right to defend themselves. Let's be very clear about that. I expect this is going to be very much like Bush v. Gore in 2000. I expect it to go to the courts. I'm in favor of vigorous, public, peaceful demonstrations. I'm in favor of mobilization of Trump supporters and InfoWarriors across the country.
We need Trump caravans tonight everywhere, and everybody already gets it. We need boats, we need cars, we need bullhorns. Everyone must mobilize now.
But the American people have been subjected to a giant psyop, Alex. The mainstream media is in bed with the Democrats. Here's their storyline. The election's over. Joe Biden has won. He's leading in every state. He's leading nationally by 10. If you're a patriot, on Tuesday, go fishing. It's over. You can't possibly win. You can see that this is a lie because Joe Biden cannot get 200 people to a rally. He, never mind controlling the country. He can barely control his own bowels. I think this guy is around the bend. I don't think he has the mental stability.
I don't think there's any speculation about that. I don't think there's any speculation about that.
Well, I mean, look, speculation is based on our own eyes. We're not making this up.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any speculation. You can tell a rabid dog. You can tell a senile man. You can tell, you can tell a pile of dog crap. I mean, Joe Biden is gone. He's expired. He's rotten milk.
It sure looks that way to me. And that's why they have their standby equipment, Kamala Harris, a woman who is personally responsible for the mass incarceration of more black people in the state of California than any living person today, based on Joe Biden's law, which, as you know, required the harsh mandatory penalties for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs.
That's what I agree. We're down to the moment of truth. Here, let me ask you, we'll be back tonight repeatedly. We really appreciate you during things as they break, and then tonight with the results or whatever's going to happen, the live coverage at Infowars.com/show and electionnight.news. What does Trump do if the network, say Fox, only seven of them are allowed to do it, announces the winner, according to Big Tech, and then it's clearly that Biden isn't the winner? I think Trump should go out and have a press conference and say, this is BS, we're going to block this, this is the lying media yet again, trying to have a coup against this country. I think he must not acquiesce when they pull this.
I agree with that, Alex. Here's what some people may be forgetting. The president will still be president tomorrow morning, regardless of what happens in the election. His term runs until January 20th. He has the full power and authority of the President of the United States, which is an extraordinary power. Now we have to hope that those advising the President understand the extent and reach and magnitude of that power. The President has a number of totally legal options at his disposal, but the first and foremost and most important one is the authority and the requirement to maintain order, to protect the safety of the American people.
That's right. If there's a foreign multinational coup taking place, it's a dereliction of duty if he does not defend the Republic.
There's no question about that. And I know Donald Trump. I've known him for 40 years. He's a patriot. He is a man who believes deeply in American exceptionalism, American sovereignty,
and he doesn't start fights. He finishes them. As you say, he's a counterpuncher.
He's a brawler and he's a closer. If you haven't seen anything in the last 2 weeks, you have seen a superhuman effort by Donald Trump to not only close the gap, but to pass senile Joe Biden and epically corrupt Kamala Harris, the Red Chinese candidate. The obvious involvement of Red China in this election is beyond dispute. The information delivered by Rudy Giuliani is not disputed. When Ben Smith of the New York Times writes, well, we didn't cover that because the provenance of those emails are disputed. No, Ben, you're a lying piece of crap. You're
That's
not
what I was
going to
say, Roger. How
as
big is it?
As a publisher of BuzzFeed, Ben Smith is the man who published the completely unverified fake Steele dossier. Now he is patting the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal on the back for not publishing the completely verified evidence of the corruption of Joe and Hunter Biden.
But here's the good news.
Hey, Ben, we're coming for you, Ben. We're coming for you. We're going to expose you to the American people as the fraud that you are. You're not a journalist. You're a cheerleader for the Biden campaign, and you're a disgrace to the human race and to journalists everywhere. You know, it's ironic, Alex, because I remember when the New York Times was a great newspaper. It had a liberal tint. It leaned left, but it could basically be depended on for delivery of the news. That is no longer the case. Virtually everything being reported by the New York Times, CBS, NBC particularly, ABC, the Wall Street Journal, it's false, folks. It's distortion. It's phony. It's fabricated. It's made up. It's very important that people recognize that going into this election. God bless the President of the United States. And my friends, the most important thing we can do right now, the single most important thing we can do is pray. Pray to Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Pray to our almighty Creator for justice, for an honest election, and to save the Republic and the United States, never mind Western civilization. Alex, I sit here today as living proof of the power of prayer. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of Man, and God can do anything, and they are with us because they smile favorably on the Democratic Republic of the United States. So please, everybody, pray for a just result tonight. Pray for the president and his family. Pray for our government. Pray for our democracy, and we'll be with you tonight to break down the election. I'm going to the church this afternoon to spend a little time talking to God myself because I believe the future of this nation is in his hands.
Powerful, Roger. Very powerful. And you'll be with us tonight throughout the live coverage. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Many thanks.
All right. We are out of time. Paul Joseph Watson always is a great host. And I'm so excited he's doing his own thing over at Summit.News now, where he's doing great interviews and things now. We love it. Very exciting. He's about to host the next 45 minutes. He'll be back with us tomorrow, popping in as well. And we've got so much throughout the night with live coverage as these numbers come in. Leanne McAdoo, so many others are here in town. Please don't forget DNA Force Plus. Amazing for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres. It's back in stock. The BQQ, the W10. Free shipping, 50% off. Cruel Patriot Points. It's our new special along with Turmeric Ultimate Formula Body.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you're listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on the day of the U.S. presidential election 2020. For the past few weeks, even few months, we've had this mainstream media narrative that the people engaging in voter intimidation, the people planning to engage in voter intimidation, and poll watcher intimidation will be President Trump supporters. The Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, this mythical entity that barely even exists. And of course, the shadowy militias that we've been warned about over the past few weeks and months that apparently were all set to turn up at polling stations and intimidate Democrats. And yet, already, just a few hours or so into voting, what do we see happening? Who is doing the voter intimidation? Who is doing the poll watcher intimidation? It's not the Proud Boys. It's not the Boogaloo Boys. It's not the shadowy militias. It's Democrats. Well, imagine my shock. Headline, Daily Caller. Philadelphia City Commissioners say they are investigating after video reportedly shows GOP poll watcher getting kicked out of polling place. This happened just a few hours ago. Philadelphia City Commissioners said they are investigating after a Wednesday video reportedly showed a GOP poll watcher being kicked out of a Philadelphia polling place. And there's video of this, which is posted by Human Events editor Will Chamberlain, showed Gary Feldman, the GOP poll watcher, asking two poll workers, "So you're not letting me in?" One of the workers replied, "No." "Call the police, do it," the male poll worker told Feldman. "If you're legal, call the cops." So Feldman, this GOP poll watcher, had a citywide watcher's certificate that gave him legal right to have access to the polling station to monitor the voting count. But the female poll worker told him that it's not for this location, despite the fact that the certificate allowed him to poll watch at any location in Philadelphia. Feldman's watcher's certificate, which is posted by Chamberlain, a copy of which was seen by the Daily Caller, stated that the, quote, certificate authorizes the individual to watch in any ward division in Philadelphia. So he had the exact permit, he had the right papers, he had to write the right to be there. They told him to leave immediately. Apparently, he did eventually get in there after an investigation by local authorities. But what I found interesting about this, and we're going to see this throughout the night, is this fact-checking machine that's been launched by Twitter, by mainstream media, and in particular by BuzzFeed. And a woman, a fact checker, an official BuzzFeed fact checker called Jane Litvinenko. Now, what's interesting about Ms. Litvinenko is that she once fact checked me back in 2019 after the Notre Dame fire. Now, of course, you remember the Notre Dame fire. It was arson. That's conclusively been proven, of course. But the fact is that after the Notre Dame fire in France in 2019, Facebook pages, notably France 24, France News Arabic, showed Muslims, hundreds and thousands of them, celebrating the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. Now, Ms. Jane Litvinenko, the big BuzzFeed fact checker, then wrote a massive hit piece on me, claiming that there was no evidence Muslims were celebrating the Notre Dame fire, because these responses, these happy, smiley emoticon faces and gleeful comments in response to the fire were not clearly in response to any actual event. Problem with that was the video of the Notre Dame Cathedral was literally on fire in the video that these people with Muslim names were responding to. She never withdrew that. She did have to withdraw this fact check because initially Litvinenko, again this BuzzFeed fact checker, claimed that the GOP poll watcher had no right to be inside that building watching the poll. She since had to reverse that once it was investigated by local authorities, and it turned out
the poll watcher did indeed have the right to be in there at that location, and indeed any location in Philly. So she had to basically go into full reversal mode and fact check her own fact check and say, I've deleted a tweet in this thread after misinterpreting PA law. I apologize for my error. And she goes on to admit the situation shown in this video did happen. So you're going to get these fact checkers who, by the way, are now going to pronounce the victor of the presidential election or prevent Donald Trump from doing so, from giving a victory speech. You're going to get on to that shortly. Fact-checking things that turn out to be wrong and then having to fact-check themselves. So we already have massive evidence throughout Pennsylvania, specifically from what I've seen, of voter intimidation and indeed breaking the law. Here's another headline from Information Liberation. Dems caught cheating in Philly, handing out Dem voting guides inside polling site. Within minutes of polls opening in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania, Democrats were reportedly caught illegally electioneering, handing out Democrat voting guides to voters who were in line to vote, blocking GOP poll watchers in the notoriously corrupt city of Philadelphia. First, they were busted illegally electioneering with giant signs telling people to vote for Democrats on a polling place in northeast Philly. Of course, this photo circulated a few hours ago, a giant billboard basically stuck up outside the polling place with Biden Harris on it, no mention of Trump whatsoever. There were multiple smaller illegal signs. There's another tweet here where it was revealed that GOP poll watchers were walled off from the vote counting tables at a vote counting site with no way to actually observe. So in Philadelphia and throughout Pennsylvania, it looks like some shady stuff is starting to go down. Now, the positive so far for Trump is that it appears he's doing quite well in Florida. In fact, we have the latest update here from political polls, which shows that Republicans, in terms of people who voted and are registered as Republican, again, doesn't mean they voted for Trump, but it's a pretty good indication, are currently up by 157,000 votes in Florida. So we have Republicans voting at a rate of 4,041,000 compared to Democrats, 3,884,000. Then you have non-party affiliated at 2.4 million. So currently, and these numbers continue to shoot up hour by hour, Republicans appear to be outvoting Democrats in Florida. Now, of course, people shooting back on Twitter, the blue wave advocates say, well, 15% of those registered Republicans are going to be voting for Biden. Again, they're citing the same dodgy polls that have proven inconsistent time and time again. And, of course, they claim, they wish, they hope that those non-party affiliated voters are going to break majority for Biden. So people are predicting that by the end of this, registered Republican vote is going to have to be up by 300,000 to 400,000 in Florida for Trump to take Florida. But at the rate it's going, currently latest indications show 150,000 ahead in terms of registered Republicans voting. It's looking like Trump could pull it off in Florida. Then, of course, we have the other factor, which is being noted time and time again. Some surveys show that 25% of people attending Trump rallies were registered Democrats. So by no means 100% of registered Democrats voting in Florida and indeed other areas, by no means 100% of them are going to be voting for Joe Biden. So early indications show a lot of shady happenings occurring in Pennsylvania, but according to early figures, there's a massive turnout across the board and specifically amongst Republicans in Florida, and it looks like Donald Trump could be performing very well in the Sunshine State as we go into the mid-stage of the voting day. And of course, results coming up later will be...
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, of course, a couple of the better indications as to how presidential elections are going to go are the betting market and the stock market. Of course, the polls, the actual political polls, were proven spectacularly wrong back in 2016. The gambling markets weren't, the financial markets weren't. Of course, you had a downturn going into the 2016 election. Now you had an upturn over the past few months in the S&P and the Dow Jones. That almost always indicates, I think, to an 86% certainty that the incumbent party is going to win. If you have a good economy in terms of the stock market in the last 3 months of campaigning, of course, the Dow Jones, last time I checked, was up today. Then you have the betting market, and this brings me to this headline from Summit.News. Dow Jones currently up, as you can see right there. British gambler stakes $5 million on Trump in largest ever political bet. We've seen over the past 24 hours a big rush in terms of wages placed on President Trump. Obviously, that's partly because people are going to get way bigger paybacks if indeed Trump gets reelected. But now a British gambler has staked $5 million on President Trump winning reelection in what is believed to be the largest ever political bet. This is a former banker who used private bookmakers registered on the Caribbean island of Curacao and was able to secure odds of 37 to 20, meaning he will cash in to the tune of $15 million if Trump is victorious. Apparently, he placed the bet after having a private consultation with Trump camp insiders. But then again, I don't think he's going to meet with them and they're going to tell him that Trump's going to lose, are they? But according to one industry source, quote, word of this bet has done the rounds and we think it's the biggest ever made on politics. According to gambling comparison site Odds Checker, 71% of money wagered on the outcome of the election was in favor of Trump over the first 4 hours of this morning. And according to the head of marketing at Odds Checker, Sam Eaton, that represents a remarkable swing. He said the 2020 election is following a very similar betting pattern to the one we witnessed back in 2016. The closer we got to Election Day, the more money came in for Donald J. Trump. However, according to Paddy Power, the numbers are even bigger, with 93% of bets being placed on a Trump victory over the last 24 hours. Something seems to have shifted, not just with people anticipating bigger payouts, but with some of the poll numbers over the past 24 hours, which I'm going to get into here in a second. Ladbrokes' Jessica O'Reilly said, even at the 11th hour, punters are continuing to back Trump at the odds on offer. Then we have this headline. Top gambling site shows Americans in 49 out of 50 states betting on Trump victory. This is the world's largest fantasy sports gambling website, which tweeted on Monday a map of America showing the vast majority of those betting on the election think President Trump will be reelected. DraftKings wrote, DQ election pool alert, with over 350,000 entries, a majority of people in every state besides Colorado predict Donald Trump will be the winner of tomorrow's election. So all the betting money over the past 24, 48 hours is flooding onto Trump, and this partly could explain why. Headline out of The Independent says Joe Biden's lead vanishes in four swing states, according to poll aggregator. Joe Biden's lead has evaporated in four key swing states. This is according to the Real Clear Politics Average. Iowa, Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio. Trump has seized the lead, although several polling experts said that the results were not credible because, again, they come from the one polling firm that actually got it right in 2016, which actually fairly tallies the vote in terms of registered Democrats and Republicans. Of course, we know with all the mainstream DNC-controlled polling agencies, they routinely poll 10% plus Democrats over Republicans. But it says Real Clear Politics still gave Mr. Biden a 7.2% lead nationally, with a 0.09% lead in Arizona and Florida, a 1.2% lead in Pennsylvania. But the biggest collapse of support for the 77-year-old was in Iowa, where as recently as Friday he was ahead by 1.2%. Now Trump leads Iowa by 2% of the vote, Georgia by 1%, North Carolina by 0.2%, and Ohio by 1.4%, whereas Biden was previously leading in all four states. But in recent days, his lead has dwindled. Now, again, they're trying to discredit this because it's from the Trafalgar Group, which actually does polling fairly in comparison to the DNC-controlled polling firms. But they weigh for what they call social desirability, which takes into account the idea that some Trump voters are afraid to be honest with pollsters. And this is a key factor that we saw in 2016, that we saw again with the Brexit vote, also in 2016, where people, because they're afraid of their choice, their decision getting released publicly, they're afraid of getting doxxed, as many mainstream journalists now think it's their job to dox Trump voters, that they'll tell the pollsters one thing while secretly preparing to vote in the opposite way. Now, this is key because when they do polls asking how people are going to vote, that's what produces the, you know, Biden plus 7, Biden plus 8, Biden plus 10. But when they ask who people think their neighbors are going to vote for. Routinely in those surveys, Trump comes out ahead of Biden by 10 points or more. So again, we have this phenomenon of the shy Trump voter who is afraid to tell pollsters of how he's going to vote for Trump. And he tells them the opposite, and then he goes out and he votes for Trump. How much of a factor will that have in the final vote tally, especially with all these mail-in ballots yet to be counted, remains to be seen. But that could explain some of why the betting money, the onrush of wagers, has predominantly gone to Donald Trump over the past 24 hours. Now, of course, it remains to be seen if Donald Trump will even be allowed to declare himself the winner, even if he wins in a massive landslide, which, again, is somewhat unlikely. But, you know, we have to remember Hawkfish. We had the story a couple of months ago. This pro-Biden polling firm came out and started preparing the groundwork for the potential of this, what they're now calling the red mirage, Trump winning clearly on election night, and them coming back and saying, oh, no, we have to count the mail-in ballots, and that's going to take days. Maybe it's going to take weeks. Maybe it's going to take just as long as it takes to get Biden over the edge. Then we have the effect, of course, as I mentioned before, of the networks, the news networks, not allowing Donald Trump to proclaim victory. And they've come out and said this publicly. Headline out of Zero Hedge: Scarborough, we will not air any Trump victory speech Tuesday night. As there was an interesting moment on Monday as the host and guests on MSNBC's Morning Joe were discussing the coverage of the election. Willie Geist raised the possibility that President Trump could declare victory on election night before all the votes have been counted. Joe Scarborough responded that NBC would simply make a Twitter-like determination and not carry the speech. They're just going to pretend it never happened while they fact-check everything. And as we've already seen, they're tripping themselves up in that regard already. He said it would not be treated as obvious news, but rather disinformation, regardless of what has transpired on election day. So again, we have the Biden campaign coming out and saying, under no scenario will Trump be allowed to declare victory. That's a headline we had up yesterday. Then we have the networks themselves agreeing with that and saying they won't carry the speech, literally dictating reality by refusing to broadcast it, even if indications are that Trump is a significant number of electoral votes ahead. Again, we had the headline yesterday, Biden campaign manager, under no scenario will Trump be allowed to declare victory. So they've come out and said they're not going to accept, they're not going to concede defeat. We also have the Biden campaign coming out and saying that he's going to, quote, assert control as president-elect if declared winner by news organizations. So the same news organizations that say we're not even going to broadcast or carry Trump's victory speech are going to declare Biden winner, according to the Biden campaign. This is what they're planning. He's going to come out and, quote, assert control. He's going to start making cabinet appointments within an hour or two after he's up there claiming that he's now the president-elect. And of course, you know that basically every news organization, apart from Fox News, or maybe even Fox News, given what's happened with them recently, is going to have Biden's back. So Trump really needs to be ahead by a long way for this scenario not to happen. Don't go away. Summit.news.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, of course, we know that one of the big elephants in the room, basically, in 2020 that we didn't really have in 2016 is big tech manipulation, as Professor Epstein has documented on many occasions. Big tech can shift millions of votes on Election Day by relegating content in their algorithm. By in the case of Google, placing certain search results above others, they've run massive tests on this, including the biggest election in the world in India, proven that it can shift millions of votes. We now see evidence of that happening again today. Big surprise, given that, of course, the Google executives were literally crying in the corridors back in 2016 and vowing to never let this happen again. Similar situation with Twitter and Facebook. Gateway Pundit reports, in 2016, Gateway Pundit was one of the top four pro-Trump websites on Facebook. So today, Facebook shut down our traffic to a trickle on Election Day. Yet another example of big tech manipulation. They say that in 2016, Facebook traffic was around one-third of our traffic at the Gateway Pundit. I'm sure this is similar for other conservative websites. It says today, Facebook is about 1% of our traffic, so they've literally lost about, what is it, 32% of their traffic, Facebook burying them in the algorithm on Election Day. Another clear example of election manipulation. And we're going to see that throughout the day with Twitter fact-checking, deleting, hiding tweets of specifically voter intimidation, as we've seen already. Meanwhile, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff tells TV news anchors military won't intervene in election. As much as the left has been planning, organizing, and calling for the military to become involved in presiding over the peaceful transfer of power if Trump refuses to leave the White House, as they're all panicking about. Well, now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff held an off-the-record meeting, this was on Saturday, with TV anchors from CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox News, in which he asserted the U.S. military will not intervene in the aftermath of the presidential election. Remember, we've got these left-wing anarchist Antifa groups openly planning on social media without getting banned to storm D.C., to drag Trump out of the White House. But now the military itself is saying that its role is apolitical. And Mark Milley also sought to dispel any notion of a role for the military in adjudicating a disputed election or making any decision around removing a president from the White House. They had a bunch of news network anchors who were involved in this call, so they vowed not to do that. But despite that, we have troops arriving in major cities in America ahead of election night. Again, this is up on summit.news. National Guard troops have been called into action. Not that most of them weren't already there anyway, thanks to peaceful BLM demonstrations. They've been called into action in several U.S. cities ahead of the election with the expectation that leftists will engage in widespread civil unrest if early indications of a Trump victory emerge. They're not boarding up the stores in Washington, D.C., in New York City, and all these other areas because they think Trump supporters are going to riot. They're boarding them up purely because of the riots that have taken place over the past 5 months, exclusively launched by BLM and Antifa, despite the fact that Michelle Obama literally got up and said that the vast majority of the riot of the protests had been peaceful. The vast majority of riots did not involve Black Lives Matter. Literally 95% of them did. Now we have troops arriving to deal with any potential fallout. Meanwhile, the final poll that Yahoo News conducted found that 77% of Americans think violence will break out after the election. 51% of voters think Trump will refuse to concede, while 77% worry that violence will break out in the coming days. And then when you look at what people will believe depending on who won, very similar situation. It found that 59% of Trump supporters believe that if Trump loses, it will be because Democrats rigged the election, while 58% of Biden supporters believe if the former VP loses, it will be because Republicans stole the election. So neither of them are going to accept the result of the election, and that only leads to one thing, massive civil dislocation and violent unrest. Can't wait for more of that, like we haven't had enough of it. Meanwhile, the most common female name for a Biden voter is, wait for it, Karen. Now, of course, this is interesting because the left tried to hijack the whole Karen meme over the past 6 to 8 months. They tried to hijack the trope and turn it into a stereotype of a typical female Trump supporter. They tried to make it out as if the typical Karen is somebody who bursts into a Walmart without a mask and then gets into an argument with the staff. They tried to make it out as if, you know, the Karen meme was this typical right-wing gun-toting Republican. Turns out the typical Karen is a left-wing Democrat, as I've been saying all along, and it's admitted in a New York Times study. The figures show that Karens are more likely to vote for Biden over Trump by a 60-40 margin. Most common female name for a Trump voter is Nancy, while the most common male name is Richard, but the most common female name for a Biden supporter is, I'm afraid, Karen. So that, once again, completely eviscerates this trope that a Karen is a angry female Trump supporter. Turns out it's actually a Biden supporter. Moving on to coronavirus lockdown news, of course, we had the announcement. Boris Johnson, in all his infinite wisdom, announced on Saturday that England would be placed under a second debilitating lockdown. They basically came out, put some graphs up, which said, if we don't lock down, 4,000 people a day are going to die. They pulled the same stunt that they always pull. They vastly over-exaggerate the death figures. announced the lockdown, and then when the death figures are below that 4,000 number a day, which they would have been anyway without a lockdown, because before the first lockdown, the fatalities were already falling before it was imposed, then they can come out and claim, well, look, there were going to be 4,000 deaths a day. There were less than that. So lockdowns work. And now we're continuing to feel the draconian grip of how this is being implemented. Corona lockdown cops quizzing people on their food purchases. Yes, once again, they're starting to inspect shopping bags. They're starting to ask people where they're going, what they're purchasing. This happened in Wales, which was already under a full lockdown before England, by the way, where cops quizzed a woman about what items she was about to purchase from a grocery store in another example of how COVID-19 rules are being wrongly enforced. This is not in the law. This was in a village in Wales. It wasn't even in a major city. Police stopped the woman before she entered a branch of the Spa convenience store and questioned her about what she was planning to buy. The woman said police asked her where she was going before she answered that she was going to Spa to buy custard. Now we have the custard police. You're not allowed to buy custard because the cops asked if custard was an essential item, to which the woman asked, well, would you have crumble without custard? They let her go, but again, the fact is they're literally interrogating people on the street saying, where are you going? What are you buying? Of course, we had stories back during the first lockdown where people would go to a shop to buy bottles of wine because all the pubs are closed, of course, and they would be told by the police, completely outside of the law, because it's not part of it, that they're not allowed to buy wine and potato chips because they're, quote, not non-essential, they're, quote, non-essential items. We literally have police patrolling the streets. Meanwhile, you know, we have record stabbings, we have burglaries, police saying they're not even having time to attend burglaries now, but if you dare to buy custard, wine or potato chips, you're going to be in big trouble. While in China, the origin of the coronavirus outbreak, Chinese revelers party in Wuhan nightclub while rest of Europe enters second lockdown. Yes, they're taking the piss once again. Bear in mind now, of course, that China's economy has completely recovered to pre-COVID levels, even as we prepare to enter into another debilitating lockdown, which will cause massive unemployment, massive poverty, hunger and starvation. Well, now footage out of China shows people in Wuhan dancing in close proximity in a nightclub without face masks, even as other European countries enter into a debilitating second lockdown. So they're not wearing masks. They're having big raves, big parties. Of course, we had a similar instance a couple of months ago. Again, out of Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, which showed thousands of people packed together enjoying a giant pool party disco. Now, at the time when this video was released, the Chinese Communist Party heralded the video as proof that the country had achieved a, quote, strategic victory in its fight against the coronavirus. So the country in which the virus originated, some claim, was deliberately released by people within that country. Their economy's completely recovered. Their population's out. They're not wearing masks. They're not social distancing. They're having massive pool parties. They're having massive raves. Meanwhile, our governments continue to pursue this disastrous lockdown policy that's proven to be completely useless, ineffective, time and time again. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Breaking news at summit.news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.